Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It is a groovy Tuesday. I'm feeling good about this. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Welcome to the show. 2 hours, 10 to noon every weekday. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Talk and text lines, 884-9910. And of course, our website at 991fmtalk.com, holding our poll question for today. And I think it's finally getting through to people. Of course, these are just the people that took the time to answer the poll question. But yesterday's poll question, are there any numbers related to COVID-19 in Nevada that you care about, interested in? 2% of those participating said all of them. 21% said none of them. 9% said deaths per county. 7% total positive cases. 4% total hospitalizations. 57% of those participating in the poll said it's all a scam. So you take that 57% with the 21% that said none of them, you got a nice little chunk of number there. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should voters be allowed to sign a recall petition regardless if they voted in the 2018 election or moved out of the county in which they voted? That's a big issue right now. When you're trying to remove someone who is a tyrant, I don't know. What does it matter if you just moved in last year? He's still affecting your business. He's still affecting your life. Should you be allowed to participate? I have views on both sides. Because that means also if you have a good governor, there are enough Democrats out there. See how I twisted that? That's the way it works. I'm not really quite sure how I want to get this started, because I do know that I have a few listeners who are tuning in this morning because of what I put out on social media last night in the middle of the night, as usual. I remember about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, Jerry and I were talking about dreams. It was quite funny, actually. Jerry had a dream that he had to fire me. And I get it. Things happen all the time. I remember working at a station years ago that I was having all kinds of health issues that I never had to deal with before. Progressing and pushing and pushing, and just to the point, the stresses, I had to walk away. I had to walk away from a career that I thought, you know, I'm never going to get this back. And then the next day, when I was away from the stress and away from, well, the people causing the stress, I was 90% better. My head was clear. My health was, wow, dramatically different. And I thought, okay, that's just getting away from stress. That's what stress does to you. But when Jerry hired me to do this show, I literally had renewed strength, renewed passion for what I wanted to do. And that was to be honest with you and to give you the things to arm you with information that, well, nobody else was going to bring you. What I'm going to bring you right now, and is just going to be a portion of, because I can't play, you know, 20 minutes of, or 25 minutes of somebody else's work. So it is on my social media accounts. When we're done with the show today, I'll put it up on our webpage under my site. And I take full responsibility for what I'm about to do here. And if that means the removal of me from this position, then I'm okay with it, because I know that I at least got the information to some people who needed to hear it. You may have heard callers coming onto the show, just calling in and saying, well, you know about false flag, right? I say, yeah. You know about Twin Towers, right? Yeah, I know. You know Bin Laden's alive, right? Yeah, I mean. And I don't delve into those stories, because I want you to do the research on yourself, or for yourself. I want you to understand that if you don't see it, and this is what the president understands 100%, and the people who surround him, if you don't see it, and if you don't research it, and if you don't hear it for yourself to understand, then you're probably not going to believe it. You'll sit in front of the television, or you'll sit and listen to a radio newscast, and you believe what you're hearing because, well, news people are supposed to be honest. They're supposed to be there for the information for you. This is a news source, Next News, you can find for yourself, but they're not worried about the corporate giants. They're not worried about those who control them. And I guess, suffice it to say, I'm not worried about those who control me. Race wars, gender wars, economy, COVID. That's not reality. That is something that is being forced upon you, a narrative that is being forced upon you, because this is the most important election you'll ever be involved in. So let's get started.
My friends, we have a bombshell news report, a whistleblower, a CIA whistleblower, dropping hard evidence that implicates Biden, Obama, Hillary, Brennan, that they actually executed SEAL Team 6 and covered it up, and there is audio, video, and documentary proof. But before I get into this, if you're new here, go ahead and tap that red button down below to subscribe, then hit that notification bell so you're the first to know when the latest news breaks. Now, Anna Cate, she'll be joining me in just a moment. She tweeted out yesterday, now the story is going viral across the web. She said, breaking, Alan Harrow Perot, CIA whistleblower, tells Charles Woods, the father of Tyrone Woods, who was killed in Benghazi, that Obama and Biden sent $152 billion as a cover-up for the deaths of SEAL Team 6. Alan said all of the proof will come out, documents and audio. Now, I'm going to play you the video that's attached here, okay, video of the whistleblower's own words. But first, let's get some background. Kerry Donovan from DJHJ Media reports that the full interview of the CIA whistleblower interviewed by Charles Woods and Nicholas Noh surfaced on Sunday, where the three talk about the blackmail extortion of $152 billion U.S. dollars sent to Iran to cover up the deaths of SEAL Team 6 by the Obama administration. Perot has extensive experience with the intelligence community, and he's planning on releasing the documents this week, and what he said are going to uncover numerous crime sprees. Now, I personally have confirmation that the whistleblower evidence is now in the hands of a member of Congress with the means to take action. And Perot said, of the evidence, a heavy price has been paid for what we are uncovering, and millions of people want to see the truth has to come out. Yes, the truth has to come out. Let's take a look now at the whistleblower before we get to Anna. We'll be right back with Anna after this.
You think you'd know not to lie about something so obvious. He said it was a Muslim burial at sea. Nonsense. And so this big lie that, you see, they, Biden, Hillary, and Clinton worked this agreement with Iran. They trusted Iran to move bin Laden to Pakistan. He did. He was there. But then they trusted Iran to keep him there. They moved him out back to Iran. And then the communication from Iran to Obama was, hey, we got your neck in a noose. Give us all this money. $152 billion, $2 billion on an airplane pallet was paid out for the secrets I wish to reveal now and to the president under the terms of misprision and treason. That is to say, this is a secret. These are secrets worth $152 billion paid by President Obama. And Vice President Biden paid with the blood of SEAL Team 6 when he had them killed.
So it's blackmail and extortion then.
Blackmail and extortion. Yeah, Iran commandeered.
We have the documents to prove
this. Yes.
Now,
Iran. Yes, sir.
I was going to ask you, if you have those documents, are you willing to personally deliver those to President Trump if he were to provide the transportation and the guarantee of safety for you to do that?
So, Willie, I'm going to let you digest that for just a second. And then we'll be back with more. I know it's live and local for all of Northern Nevada, and we should be talking about development and developers and all of this other BS that's going on around us when it is all tied together because it's a distraction. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, going where the news media won't go. And that is the truth of what's really going on around us. Why we are seeing a scandemic across the world, because those who believe that they rule the world can't let this information get out. So what do? We get the information out.
Well, I'm not concerned about safety. There's always an invisible hand that protects us, and we're on the winning team. America's on the winning team.
Not one sparrow falls to the ground outside of God's will.
Yes. It would be my pleasure and my honor to bring this material to President Trump. There's a massive amount, terabytes, documents, video, audio. It needs to go to the president.
I will do everything that I can to get this video.
And now joining me is Anna Kate. Anna has personally seen and heard the evidence firsthand. She was there when the information was transferred to a person of influence in the United States government. Anna, break this all down for us. This is huge news. What are the implications for Obama, Hillary, Brennan? What did you hear on those audio recordings?
First of all, thank you, Gary, for having me on. I want to say this is the most explosive information that Americans and the entire world will ever hear. I have to say these men are heroes. Alan, Charles, Nick, they are American heroes. It's an honor to even be a part of this. This, I was not expecting this at all. I was attending American Priority Conference in Florida, where Trump Doral, and they were the last ones to speak. Save the last, best for last, because shockingly, they gave this presentation, dropped this Benghazi bombshell on all of our heads, and we're all wondering what in the world just happened. I came up to honor these wonderful men. They're Christian men. They're spirit-filled men. As a Christian, I wanted to honor them as American patriots and heroes. And they basically said, hey, we need someone to help release this right now. Would you help us? And so I jumped on the bandwagon. We got to my room right away, put the stuff out there. They showed me a lot of the documents. I heard the audios. I heard even more audios this morning. Gary, it is explosive, the audios that they have. I can't mention some of the names, but I'll tell you the biggest names in intelligence, the biggest names in the Obama administration, Brennan, Clinton. There's so much. It ties into Joe Biden. There is so much here. What this administration has done is absolute treason. Now, we all know, and not all of us actually in America are aware, that something was wrong with Benghazi. Okay, there were red flags there, and there was big red flags with SEAL Team 6 who took out Osama bin Laden. It was interesting timing right before Obama's reelection how this you know, bin Laden raid happened. But turns out that all of these stories, they're all linked together. This is the best kept secret in this country until now. It is time to come forward. And I'm so blessed that this man, Alan, who has an extensive history in the Middle East, over 20 years working intelligence in the Middle East, who regrets some of the things that he has done, but has come forward as a Christian saying, it's time to release this information. He has thousands of files, thousands of documents that are in the hands of these whistleblowers. So it's a team effort, and a lot of media sources have this information. As you have said, a congressperson has received this disc last night. I was there. It happened right in front of me. We're about to see some explosive things surface. I'll tell you a little quick preview of what it's about. Obviously, you have Nick Noe, who is a Benghazi whistleblower, who reached out to Charles Woods after his son died in Benghazi. He was a sniper up on the roof in Benghazi. His father, Charles Woods, never knew what happened to Tyrone Woods. He was lied to by the Obama administration, telling them that they have done everything that they could to protect those men, which was a bold-faced lie. They did not. Charles Woods explained it in his presentation, which is up on my YouTube if you want to see the entire presentation. He explained what he, you know, Obama wrote him a three-sentence letter, Gary, a three-sentence letter, completely lying to him. And what happened was, after Charles went on different interviews and it went viral, there were intelligence people that reached out to Charles and said, that is not what happened. You were lied to. This is what happened. Benghazi, Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration, they were sending weapons, stinger missiles from Libya to Syria, and it was going through Benghazi. And they allowed all those men to be taken out because of what they knew. And he also found out, in addition to that, which is insane, he found out more information about the SEAL Team 6 with Osama bin Laden, which is what is all of this is coming out. It's all right, connected together.
So from what I've been able to gather so far, listening to the whistleblower himself, looking over the different articles that have already been published, and conversations with people, with yourself, other sources, what I'm able to gather here is that the entire operation to take out Osama bin Laden was orchestrated with Hillary Clinton. So Hillary Clinton goes off. She sends out SEAL Team 6. They don't tell Obama. They say, Obama, you're going to have to deal with this, because they've been hiding Osama bin Laden in Iran. And apparently, I mean, even CBS News punted a story.
And Iran knew about it.
And Iran knew about it. They were hiding him there. Back in 2010, CBS News punted a story because they thought it would be harmful to Barack Obama. So it was actually known, but they dropped the ball. So what ends up happening is you have the SEAL Team 6 goes in, Hillary orders the hit, and then Iran sends Osama bin Laden down to that hideout where he was supposedly hiding, but then they switch him out last minute. Yes. SEAL Team 6 goes in there, and they kill the decoy, and now they go up in the air. They finish their mission, but now they all know that they didn't kill Osama bin Laden, but America, everyone's celebrating in front of the White House that very moment.
All right. I'm going to leave it at that. Because I want you to go onto my Twitter. I want you to go onto my Facebook. I want you to go onto YouTube and check out Gary Franchi over at Next News Network. Because these are the people who are actually doing the jobs of finding out the information that the mainstream media will not bring to you. And it is explosive. If you have paid attention to anything, there was supposed to be a bomb drop in October. The big message of what is going on. That short snippet that I played for you there doesn't even touch the surface of what the rest of the 20 minutes of this interview entails. I know, why don't I just play it all for you? Because you have to do the work. You have to see it. You have to see the people that they're talking to. Because if you don't, and if you don't help get the information out, then we can't hold people accountable. We're going to open up the phone lines, talk and text, whatever you want to say about this, and we'll keep moving on. But you have got to see this for yourself and hear it for yourself. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1fmtalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here with me today on, well, your live and local FM talk stations for all of Northern Nevada. And to the first half hour of the show, please, if you missed any of it, log on to 991fmtalk.com and check out the podcast. And make sure to answer the poll question while you're there as well. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Voters, should they be allowed to sign a recall petition regardless if they voted in the 2018 election or moved out of the county in which they voted? A lot of rules put in place, but sometimes they don't seem quite so fair. We are in an election that needs to be top priority for people. You see the riots going on around us that are blamed on the right, even though it's the left, it's Antifa, it's Black Lives Matter paid by, for, with Soros money, with all kinds of money to basically silence people, keep them quiet. I find after 54 years, what I miss the most in politics, in business, in education, just in life, is integrity and honesty. And that's what we have to get back to. Come hell or high water, We need to hold people in every single position out there accountable. Before we get back to, Benghazi and SEAL Team 6, just got an interesting text here from John. We'll go over that in just a minute. But we need to start talking to the candidates. And that's what we're going to do. So joining us right now is Barb Hahn, one of our candidates out there. Hi, Barb. Thanks for calling into the show this morning.
Good morning, Monica. How are you?
I'm full of, as my grandmother would put it when I was little, running around terrorizing everybody, spit and vinegar. I am definitely full of it. So, Barb, you are running for district seat, assembly district seat. What is the number again?
27.
27. Okay, I always confuse it with 26 because that's mine. you are running against a long-term Democrat who is pretty entrenched in there in the Democrat Party as being one of the darlings, and that is Teresa Benitez Thompson.
That's correct.
What are you doing to get your message out, and what is your message that you are trying to get out in the differences between you and Teresa?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, I think that the voters here in Nevada have a clear choice. They can look at what the Republican Party and the candidates that are representing the Republican Party are offering. And as far as I am concerned, I know that I am definitely one who is defending the police. My husband had been a federal law enforcement officer and pilot for the government. And I know what it takes to be a committed family and spouse to law enforcement, and could not be prouder to have been a spouse of a law enforcement officer for over 26 years, and want to support and defend the police. The law enforcement here in Nevada does such a good job of keeping Nevadans across the state safe, so that we are able to pursue our liberties and our dreams. So again, right now, I think one of the biggest issues we want to see is that we are defending our police, not defunding our police.
That is such a big issue for a lot of people. And before we go on from there, you have a storied history with the Republican Party and serving the community, especially now. What is your position now?
I actually hold several positions. I am the secretary for the Nevada Republican Party, happy to have served alongside our chairman. And we have a newly elected vice chair, Jim Hindle, who has previously been involved in county politics in Story County, and working alongside our fabulous national committee man, Jim DeGraffenreid, and Michelle Fiore as national committee woman. Happy to work alongside those individuals, trying to, again, make sure that we are representing and supporting conservative and Republican values across the state of Nevada. I'm involved in the Nevada Federation of Republican Women, which is the Republican Women's Club. I serve as the second VP there, working alongside Janet Frixas, who is the president of the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. And then I'm president of a local club, Washoe Republican Women, and couldn't be prouder to work alongside women who are the largest grassroots organization in the United States in helping candidates and promoting Republican values.
What do you think is the most important conservative Republican value that we need to see more of? Because, Barb, there's so many. Barb Hahn, just so you remember that name as you're going to the polls for your District 27. What is the most important conservative value that we need to really keep addressing and hammering home and getting rhinos out of office?
You know, there's actually so many. And I've seen, you know, I think everybody has seen that, you know, a lot of times we have candidates who voice a particular opinion, and sometimes may not follow through on it as promised. You know, I certainly want to give all of those candidates an opportunity to embrace and fulfill their promises to their Republican and conservative constituents. But I do believe, I think, that some of the most important values that we need to make sure that we are following through on are certainly the issue of taxes, a smaller government. We need to make sure that we are protecting our constitutional liberties, the Second Amendment, the freedom of religion. I think we also need to make sure that we are providing the Nevadans across our state with the opportunity to have school choice for their children. No one is more invested in a child's success than the parents who are raising that child. We need to give these concerns to the people who are most impacted by them, and you know, want to make sure that we are representing conservative values right across the line in all throughout our entire state.
With what is going on in the state right now, we're still shut down. We go at the governor's whims. What do you think would be, if you were in the position already, what would you be fighting for as opposed to just, you know, Republicans have been accused of not doing anything right now outside of their powers to get this state opened up? What would you be doing?
Well, obviously, with the shutdown here during the COVID-19 pandemic, one of the biggest issues that has hit Nevada is jobs. And, you know, we have, you know, a huge economy that is now, you know, that was striving to be successful. And we now are, you know, bringing up the tail end of the economy. So many of our industries are not fully opened yet. You know, two big counties here in Nevada, Washoe and Clark, you know, we have so many casinos and the opportunity for tourism. And because of the pandemic and the shutdown and of what's taking place here in our state, it makes it very difficult for us to have those industries succeed. We need to make sure that we are working hard to make sure that we get Nevadans back to work so that they can be out there supporting their families. And Nevadans want to get back to work. They want to be able to support their families. They want to make sure that they are able to pursue their dreams of what careers that they have pursued and not be curtailed by a governor who is not, you know, who doesn't have a plan that is reliable and consistent across the industries.
Barb, how can people find out more about your campaign and your values and what you want to bring for the state? How can they find out more about you? Because, well, in just, don't make me do the math, 4 more days, October 17th, we start early voting.
Yeah, early voting, and I encourage, you know, people, if you're able to take advantage of that early voting. Early voting in person. There are many venues that you can go and vote in person. You know, go and be safe and vote in person. The fewer the people that touch your ballot, the better. And let's go ahead and get people out there supporting, you know, Republican candidates and doing early voting. And they can visit my website, which is www.barbhahn.com, BARBHAWN.com. And we'd be glad for them to go visit the website and look at where I stand on some of the issues. And, you know, if they're so inclined, would like to make a donation, we would love to be able to have their support. They can always reach me on my cell phone. I take calls all the time, 775-250-4296.
And as a quick reminder, Barb, what is District 27? Where are your boundaries about? Because people really don't know their district.
Well, District 27 was one of the districts that had been affected 10 years ago when they were doing some redistricting. So I kind of say it starts over by in the New Northwest, over by kind of by McLean High School in that area, and goes all the way to Keystone Avenue. And, you know, we have some other little neighborhoods that are kind of included in there. But it's kind of the new Northwest alongside, you know, some of the, you know, up to the Keystone area. And I'd be glad to, you know, help, you know, voters and individuals find out which assembly district they're in and, you know, provide them with any information that they need for, you know, balloting and voting in this upcoming election. It's such an important election, not just for the nation, but for the state of Nevada.
Well, and I really hope they take you up on that, because I would say out of any of the races for assembly, yours is going to be the toughest one to turn because of Teresa and how the Democrat Party supports her and gets behind her. The Republicans support you wholeheartedly, 100%, but that's going to be a tough seat. So I can't wait until election night when you're declared the winner.
Well, we are hopeful for that, and couldn't be happier to be the candidate running in this election cycle. We have some fabulous candidates right across the Republican spectrum in Northern Nevada as well in Southern Nevada, and we're hoping that all of these fabulous Republican candidates will be able to be alongside our legislatures and making good decisions and laws for Nevadans in 2021.
That's right. Let's flip Nevada red. Thank you so much, Barbara Hahn, for joining us today. Candidate for Assembly District 27. Find out more at barbhahn.com. It's that easy. Barb, have a great day and get out there and get to knocking on doors.
Hey, thanks so much, Monica. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. All right. We'll be right back after this quick message and your phone calls. What do you want to talk about today? I know what I want to talk about. We'll be back after this on The Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's The Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And what do you want to talk about? Talk and text at 884-9910. I'm already getting questions on... Well, actually, first off, my boss just accused me of going full-blown Alex Jones, and I think that's the farthest thing from the truth. You can talk about the swamp, you can talk about deep state, you can talk about the shadow government, blah, 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 blah. But when truth hits the light of day and it is brought to you by facts, audio, video, documents. If you missed the first 30 minutes of the show, please log on to our podcast at 991fmtalk.com. You can understand the whole thing. But these things are coming forward. And I, like I said before, I don't want to play the whole 30 minutes because this is my show. This is our show. This is where we talk and we discuss the issues. Because you know that there has to be something bigger going on here. We are a state controlled by, oh, let's clean up the terms, a dipstick that is so controlled by the Democrat Party that he is keeping this state locked down and ignoring the science. And when I say science, I'll even include the CDC in that. Because how do you shut something down and then you don't open it back up when the science comes back out just because it doesn't fit into your narrative? Like the fact that the CDC is saying that 85% of COVID-19 patients report always or often wearing a mask. Masks don't work to keep you from getting COVID-19. And another story, this one coming out of Europe, actually, one of Europe's leading neurologists claims that the masks are actually dangerous and goes on to explain why. and for children, for those parents out there. And if I sound a little upset, I am, because I'm not blessed with little ones. So I enjoy just helping kids for the future. That's why I'm a big sister. That's why my nephews mean the world to me. Yeah, I know I have a niece, but I wrote her off a long time ago. Sometimes you just can't help. But for this neurologist who knows how oxygen affects the brain, masks are an absolute no. Absolute no-no. But what are we doing in our school systems right now? We're making kids wear masks. We'll be back after this Fox News update. We'll go a little bit more into the masks. And wow, the numbers dropping in the education system here in this country. Imagine that. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.